This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Montana's Medicaid work requirements return as state faces budget pressures under Trump. Montana is preparing to reimpose Medicaid work requirements for able-bodied adults as the state grapples with mounting healthcare costs and anticipates renewed federal support under the incoming Trump administration. The move comes as Montana faces significant budget constraints while serving approximately 315,000 Medicaid beneficiaries across the largely rural state. 315,000 Montana residents enrolled in Medicaid, representing nearly one-third of the state's population. Medicaid work requirements by state. Implementation status. States with approved, pending, or planned work requirement waivers. 2024 previously approved 9 states, considering reapplication 7 states. Currently implemented 3 states. Source: Kaiser Family Foundation, 2024, Georgian Medical Journal News. Montana's budget crisis drives policy shift. Montana's Medicaid program faces a projected shortfall of $150 million over the next biennium, according to the state's Legislative Fiscal Division. The budget pressures have intensified calls from Republican lawmakers to implement work requirements that were previously approved but never enacted due to federal legal challenges during the Biden administration. The state's Medicaid expansion, which covers adults earning up to 138% of the federal poverty level, has enrolled significantly more people than initially projected. Montana's Department of Public Health and Human Services estimates that work requirements could reduce enrollment by 15 to 20%, potentially saving the state $45 to $60 million annually in matching funds. Federal policy reversal creates implementation window. The incoming Trump administration has signaled support for state flexibility in Medicaid programs, including work requirements. During Trump's previous term, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services approved work requirement waivers for multiple states, though most were blocked by federal courts. Montana originally received federal approval for its work requirements in 2019, but implementation was delayed due to litigation and later suspended under the Biden administration. The state's waiver required able-bodied adults aged 19 to 59 to work, volunteer, or participate in job training for at least 20 hours per week to maintain coverage. Rural healthcare access concerns. Mount healthcare advocates warn that work requirements could disproportionately impact Montana's rural communities, where employment opportunities are limited and seasonal work is common. The Montana Healthcare Foundation estimates that 40% of current Medicaid expansion enrollees live in counties with unemployment rates above the state average. Montana's rural hospitals, already facing financial pressures, could see increased uncompensated care costs if Medicaid enrollment drops. The Montana Hospital Association has expressed concerns about the policy's impact on hospital sustainability in smaller communities. Work requirements could reduce Montana's Medicaid enrollment by 15 to 20%, potentially affecting 47,000 to 63,000 current beneficiaries based on state projections. Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services Budget Analysis 2024. Key takeaways: Montana faces a $150 million Medicaid budget shortfall, driving consideration of work requirements. Federal policy changes under Trump may enable states to implement previously blocked work requirements. Rural communities could face disproportionate impacts from reduced Medicaid access. Frequently asked questions: What are Medicaid work requirements? Medicaid work requirements mandate that able-bodied adults work, volunteer, or participate in job training for a specified number of hours per week to maintain healthcare coverage. Montana's proposal requires 20 hours weekly for adults aged 19 to 59. How many people could lose coverage in Montana? State projections suggest 15 to 20% of current Medicaid expansion enrollees could lose coverage, affecting an estimated 47,000 to 63,000 people. The actual impact would depend on compliance rates and exemption processes. When might work requirements take effect? Implementation timing depends on federal waiver approval and state administrative preparations. Montana officials estimate the earliest possible implementation would be late 2025 if federal approvals are expedited. Montana's approach to Medicaid work requirements will serve as a crucial test case for similar policies nationwide, as other states watch closely to gauge federal receptivity and practical implementation challenges. The outcome could influence healthcare policy decisions across rural America, where the balance between fiscal constraints and healthcare access remains a persistent challenge. Source: Budget-strapped Montana will stress test Trump's Medicaid work rules.